Over the past couple of weeks, if you've been with us, you've heard several conversations with Christian Science Monitor reporter Scott Baldoff, who gave us the latest news about the on-again, off-again fighting taking place in the Iraqi holy city of Najaf between militia loyal to the rebel cleric Muqtada al-Sadr and U.S. and Iraqi forces. In today's issue of his newspaper, Scott steps back from the hard news and writes about what life is like for ordinary Iraqis trying to maintain tradition in their lives, even as the fighting, the mortar attacks, and the bullets fly around them. Scott Baldoff joins us now from his office in Baghdad. Good to have you with us.
Thank you.
You found, as you went back and forth to Najaf, you were accompanied by squadrons of several cars with coffins loaded on their roofs, driving to the city as well.
That's right. It was an odd image. We were heading off to what looked like it was going to become a battleground at least 3 weeks ago and ended up becoming one. And yet there were people bringing the dead to Najaf with them. It was very strange. And as we dug more into it, we realized this is a tradition that Iraqis have been doing, that Shiites, rather, have been doing for centuries. It's an honored place for many Shias to be buried as close as possible to their most revered prophet, second to Muhammad himself. This is the Imam Ali.
And the great cemetery outside, near the shrine there, I understand it's a lot bigger than anybody than I understood before, and that it also has a name, I guess, that's going to be mentioned with some irony.
That's right. It's called the Valley of Peace, which is ironic for those who know that this has become one of the fiercest battlegrounds that Iraq has seen since probably the fighting between Iraq and Iran back in the 80s. Who knows how many have actually died on the Mahdi Army side, but it has been described by many soldiers as the fiercest hand-to-hand fighting that they've fought since perhaps World War II.
And at the same time, those families carrying the caskets, carrying the bodies of their loved ones to the city, they are still finding a place to bury them, not necessarily in that old cemetery.
Well, they're coming because of, you know, the pull of tradition. You know, again, you want to get your beloved ones as close to the shrine as possible, in part because the tradition goes, for Shias, the belief is that those who are buried close to the Imam can have many of their sins, all their sins, actually, wiped clean. Even someone who is guilty of very serious crimes goes as fresh as a babe to paradise. And so you can understand the draw, because after all, you really only do die once.
Tell us about the grave diggers market in Najaf.
Well, there's a place... It actually has had to move. It used to be near the old cemetery, which, of course, is now it's now winding down the fighting, but it had been the site of all the fighting in the last 3 weeks. It now is located just near the new cemetery, which is almost as large as the old one. You have perhaps 100 grave diggers all standing around in their dishdasha, waiting for cars to drive up. And once a car arrives with a coffin on top, Grave diggers surround that car and they start shouting prices. And you know, the going rate these days for a grave is about $17. But you know, of course, people can come down if there's competition. It's a very bizarre thing for me coming from outside seeing this. But you also realize that this is the way things have been done here, not just for now, but for centuries.
And as you mentioned, for important religious reasons, but people come not just from Iraq.
That's true. I mean, any Shia would like to be buried in Najaf. There, of course, Iran is the best-known Shia-majority country in the world, but there also are lots of Shias in Pakistan, India, in the Persian Gulf, and even in America. There have been Americans who have had their bodies sent to Najaf to be buried.
As you mentioned, the fighting there seems to be ebbing at least a little bit today, but is there any resolution in Najaf in sight?
Well, at this stage, it looks like there may be a military victory on hand. The military commanders, the U.S. military commanders, are suggesting that they are seeing a weakening of the the Mahdi army forces there. They seem to have dwindled down into the hundreds. They appear to be exhausted. U.S. forces have gotten within perhaps 200 meters of the shrine itself. We may be facing the final days, although we've been hearing about that for, I think, about 3 weeks now, about how the end was drawing near. Still, if there is a military solution to all this, it's still there will be a political question left open. What will happen to this movement? In the 3 weeks that we've had fighting in Najaf, we have seen uprisings in a dozen cities across the south. One, the most prominent one, being Basra, where 90% of Iraq's oil flows out to the U.S. and the rest of the world.
Scott Baldoff, thanks as always.
Thank you.
Scott Baldoff, staff writer for the Christian Science Monitor. He spoke with us on the phone from Baghdad. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News.